All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. And I pray that you keep on staying on a narrow path. You keep fighting the good fight of faith. You run your race. You walk by faith and not by sight. You stay obedient and faithful forevermore. And you help out plenty of people along your journey as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face and get closer to him. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. And let us just thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, love, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins, all of that. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. More praising, less complaining, all right? Got to hang in there, stay strong, people, okay? Yes, yes. I appreciate all of you for listening, supporting me. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all heavy, okay? So let us always uplift each other in Christ. Let us always encourage each other in the Lord forevermore. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and call on his name, sing a new song, praise, fellowship, gather, everything, and much more. Merry heart, gladness, joy, everything. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. His son is coming back like a thief in the night. His son is coming back in an hour nobody knows but the Father. He is coming back for a people who are spotless, blameless, no blemish, no spot, no wrinkle, nothing. All right. So let us get the washing of the word out thoroughly and let us be on point when he comes back for us. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us know the Lord better, more personally, closely, and intimate, and be more intimate with the Father. Let us obey the gospel, obey the law, statutes, and commandments, obey the word of God fully, thoroughly. Hallelujah. Most definitely, we touch and agree, y'all. Yes, yes. All right. So I hope that you all had a blessed day. It's a good day, man. And I hope that you guys are having a blessed week as well. If you're going through it, just stay strong and be patient and trust in the Lord forevermore, okay? So in today's message, we'll continue our commentary reading within the scriptures, okay? So we're going to revisit commentary within the book of Genesis, all right? So we're just going to go through this commentary, and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son and die for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Most definitely, Lord. Yes, yes. All right. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. Recommended reading, Psalm 19, verses 1 through 6, the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, and also the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 21, okay? The title of this commentary is In Full Display. Are you a bird watcher? If not, you might imagine a bird enthusiast as the stereotypical nerd dressed in khaki shorts and safari hat with binoculars hanging around his neck, scribbling frantically in a tattered notebook. Yet bird watchers thrill at catching glimpses of rare and beautiful species in places that most of us simply pass by without appreciating the darling beauty that enlivens the trees and bushes. A bird's passion gives him an insight into the natural world that many of us simply ignore. Many of the world's most colorful birds are males, male mallards and male goldfinches, for example, far out dazzle their drab female counterparts. Certain male birds create amazing displays during mating season. Prairie chicken males inflate circular orange unfeathered neck patches. Ruffed grouse and wild turkey toms strut around and fan their tail feathers, revealing arched bands of black, red, white, and brown. Perhaps most impressive is the peacock. Males up to 7 feet long, from beak to tail, lift and spread their iridescent tail feathers to showcase almost every color of the rainbow. All of this showmanship is, of course, designed to attract a suitable mate. When the male birds display their colors, females take notice and instinctively respond. Much like the peacock that he created, God provides signs within nature and throughout scripture to display his beauty and glory as a sign of his presence. After the rains that flooded the world had subsided, God fanned out a rainbow of color to say to all humankind, I will remember my covenant between me and you. and all living creatures of every kind. People who see rainbows in the sky can respond in one of two ways. In the manner of the bird watcher described above, they can appreciate the rainbow and understand it as a symbol of God's care and concern for the world. Or after seeing it, they can simply shrug it off and move on. When it rains, watch the skies. Look up. Psalm 19, verse 1 asserts, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." When you catch sight of a colorful rainbow, do you respond to God's glory? Look closer. Can you see the promise of his love and concern for you and for the world that he created? Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. When was the last time you sensed God saying, "I care about you"? Besides a rainbow, what other signs of God's majesty and glory have you observed recently? When you pray, praise God for the beauty you see all around you. Ask for the insight to be tuned into what God is trying to say to you as he reveals his glory both in nature and in the words of the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So that is the commentary within Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. All right. Yes, y'all. So this obviously was correlating to the promises and covenants God kept with Noah and to all humankind, all mankind. You know that how he protects us and look out for us. Okay. And we always have to remember any personal promises, any personal things God told you personally, the Father told you, always keep in mind those promises. You know, it's very easy for people to get discouraged out there and start feeling hopeless or doubtful and stuff like that. But you always got to remember the word of God and how much is basically full of promises and covenants that he gave to us. Okay. So always remember how God protects us and how God just keeps looking out for us, even when we don't feel it or see it all the way, people. Okay. So you got to have that faith. Always remember that he works in mysterious ways through all your situations. Okay. So that wraps it up for the commentary within Genesis chapter 9, verse 8 through 17. Okay. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Here we go. Yes, y'all. Hallelujah. Give him all the praise. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am who I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my good fortress, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is my refuge, most definitely, y'all. The Lord is a sustainer, he is a sufficient one, yes. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the consuming fire. Most definitely, he is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Amen. We touch and agree with. Remember, he made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation at any given time in a split second, a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Yes, he is a reward to those who seek him diligently, y'all. Faith, 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 people. You can only please him with faith. You can only worship in truth and spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, y'all. Most definitely the consuming fire. Most definitely a high Yeshaya. Yes, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection of Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Most High God, Son of the Blessed. He is the Son of Man, y'all. He is the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. Call him. Most definitely. He is the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the Word of God, the Word of Life, the True Word, the Word. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. The Word is amazing. He is so awesome, y'all. His Word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. His Word is a double-edged sword, just as the book of Hebrews say. We touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Most definitely praise him, praise him, praise him. Call on him, y'all. Yes, yes. His Son is excellent. Yes, he is the seed of Abraham promise. He is the seed of Adam humanity. He is the seed of David kingship. He is the seed of God deity. He is the seed of Jacob nationality. He is the seed of Judah tribe. He is the seed of Shem race. He is the seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new strength, new hands to prosper, new dreams, new visions, new eyesight, new blessings, just new everything in your life, new scenery, new steps, new seasons, fresh starts. Yes, y'all. I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over for the Most High. I pray that he keep his hands upon you. He keep looking out for you. I just pray that he keep on just doing it for you, y'all. Remember, weeping may come at night, may endure for night, but joy will come in the morning. All right. So just hang in there, people. I know a lot of people out there, all four corners of the earth are suffering in ways that's unimaginable, you know, and people are just really afflicted, really persecuted, really hurt and tormented. But we do serve the God of peace, and we have our mind in him. That's what a perfect peace is. Amen. And we have to constantly keep our eyes fixed on him forevermore. Okay. So you got to stay strong. God, account of all joy when you're going through afflictions, trials, tribulations, tests, hardships, all those things, because you will be able to have a testimony. You will be able to have joy after you endured those things. Amen. So let us stay strong in these last days and these times that we're in. All right. So that was just a quick commentary read up within the book of Genesis. And just always remembering God's covenant, God's promises, and all the things he told us will come to pass. All right. So there you have it. What I'd love to do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to Aaron and his son, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. We touch and agree. Yes. All right. So there you have it. All right. That's the word for today. I'm praying for you all. Love you all. Hang in there. Be still and know that I am God. Always keep that in your mind forevermore. All right. Peace, love, prayers up. One love.